Wondery launches its own ad analytics, the latest from podnews.net with supporting cast, where your brand comes first. First, though, some housekeeping. It would sure help us if you give us a nice rating or review in your podcast app, and if you follow this show there as well. But it would also help us greatly if you would subscribe to the email, too. It's free at podnews.net, and while this podcast is good, the newsletter's better. And tomorrow, we may be 90 minutes late so we can break the IAB's latest numbers for the US podcast industry, so don't panic if we're not here tomorrow at the usual time. With that said, Wondery has released its own ad measurement suite, Wondery Ad Analytics, a new collection of first-party and third-party tools offered at no cost to qualifying advertisers. The suite offers 6 measurement products and over a dozen third-party vendors. Podtrac released its rankers for April. Globally, iHeart is now listed in the global ranker and is over 50% bigger than Acast, debuting at number 1. Acast was number 1 global podcast publisher last time round. In the US, Libsyn Ads debuts as number 3 publisher, while in podcasts, The Daily is number 1 again, beating NPR News Now. As part of a set of announcements, Apple released Logic Pro for iPad 2 and Logic Pro for Mac 11, offering stem splitting to separate vocals from instruments and an AI-driven backing band feature. The biggest podcast ever on YouTube is that episode with Joe Rogan and a slightly giddy Elon Musk, which has 69 million views. Is that right? Well, no, it's not right. Actually, it's an Arabic language podcast from Saudi Arabia. The Finjan podcast, now hosted with Thmania, has achieved more than 100 million views in the last 18 months for its episode with a relationship and communication skill trainer. And Podtrac's global ranker includes YouTube views, which helps us understand how large the video platform really is. iHeart sees 16% of its consumption from YouTube. Libsyn Ads sees 11%. Sonoro just 3%. But Daily Wire sees a quarter of its consumption there, and YouTube is responsible for 61% of Paramount's consumption. Podtrac says that to be counted, a YouTube playlist must correspond to podcast content that is distributed via RSS. Mamma Mia has launched Sam, an AI-powered voice built by merging host voices on the network. It offers close-to-time programmatic audio advertising across the women-focused podcast network. We sent them an email to ask them what it sounds like, and Sam sent us back this.
Hello, Pod News. Sam here. I'm made up of many of the brilliant voices across the Mamma Mia podcast network, the voices that millions of women trust and see as friends. Brands can use me to talk to the millions of listeners on Mamma Mia's podcast network in a way that cuts through and gives more engagement and effectiveness than a traditional radio ad or generic programmatic ad. To find out more, reach out to the Mamma Mia team.
Podcast fanzine Good Tape is now accepting editorial and art pitches for the next issue, the Celebrity issue. Writers will receive 50 cents a word on the theme of celebrity and fame in podcasting. In the UK, the winners of the Arias 2024 were announced. Best New Podcast went to Rob Burrow 7 Meets, hosted by a former rugby league star who has motor neurone disease. And Libsyn has reported that Apple Podcasts has dipped below 50% for the first time for shows it hosts. Global has partnered with Lucky 17 and will co-produce and market the production studio's shows. Blue Wire has added a number of athlete-led shows to its slate. And in case you cared, Elon Musk listens to podcasts about the fall of civilizations to help him fall asleep. In People News, the former Chief Operating Officer of Campside Media, Amanda Brown, has joined the Mission-Based Media Strategic Advisory Board. Lorna Clarkson has joined Australian podcast production company Audiocraft as head of production. She joins from Listener and Kindling Kids. And in podcast news, Money Confidential with Katie Morley is brand new from The Telegraph in the UK. Today, each episode, Katie will be joined by a financial expert in their field to help solve reader debates alongside a Telegraph commentator offering their own view. This podcast is sponsored by Supporting Cast. Don't lock your members into one platform. With Supporting Cast, you own your podcast subscription and you control the subscriber relationship, and it's completely white labeled, so your brand is always front and center. Learn more. There's a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.